President of Zim Company, Ellis Menard Donnelly. And the only matter, well, there's two matters potentially on our agenda today, but the first one's Senate Joint Resolution 19 is sponsored by Representative Davidson. It's going to be sponsored by Senator Zaroff. Very simple local hire resolution. Any discussion, motions? Representative Copeland.
Well, I know that, Senator Zaroff said once again, you're giving an opportunity for lots of work, and I don't want to hear that plain load of workers being pulled into Seattle. The only question I have is, do we want to urge them, encourage, urge the department or demand the department comply with the defend that?
Let's not do anything that,
okay,
that upsets the apple cart at the Senate side.
Why not? I move that we pass the Senate Joint Resolution number 19, State Affairs Amendment, to the next committee to refer with individual recommendation.
Any objections to the motion? Any objections? Motion passes. Representative Ellis, you certainly could move to amend it on the floor. Demand.
If I get the judge.
Yeah.
No, he was suggesting.
Yeah. Is anybody interested in talking about Senate Bill 15? It's, I don't know that much about it. We have the files out, but it has to do with trade secrets, and apparently there's some technical problems with the bill too.
Who does it belong to? Who's the sponsor?
Yeah, it's just the only thing that's held over on the calendar, right? That was noticed up a week ago. We cleaned everything off now.
Has she requested that you hear it?
She has written a request weeks ago when the bill first came to the law committee.
Is there some staffer to explain what it's all about? I mean, a third?
They've never showed up.
Oh, no, I don't see anybody here to discuss it.
We've calendared it. It's been potentially on the calendar, but nobody's ever showed up to talk about it.
No one has come to us since we put on the calendar.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, well, we'll wait until we get some.
We've had palpitations waiting to hear from them, but
okay, well, we'll wait until they talk to us some more about it. We'll hold it over. Okay.
Sounds good.
Well, then, unless there's.
I want to make sure if anybody has the assigned letter, the committee letter to.
Oh, yeah, we do have the committee letter that the committee asked. Did it, you all checked off on there?
Yeah. Do we have subpoena powers? Could we call Mr. Mellison here before us?
No. Well, actually, we could get subpoena powers by request to the speaker's office if we're serious.
But, okay, I'm not suggesting that. I was just curious.
I don't know if I want to see it. Mr. Mellison's? Okay, who wrote that?
Yeah,
but I don't know if I want to see him. I just like
you. You try to avoid emotional confrontation as much as possible.
Plus, this cost of this tape.
Okay.
Oh, that was the story. So.
The only other thing
that I asked her about my.
No, go ahead, Kurt.
No, we're just talking.
Oh, okay. Whatever happened to the bad check bill?
The bad check bill, which I happened to also sit in on a meeting on the identical measure that we had drafted, it was introduced on the Senate side by Senator Duncan. In the first committee referral, they came up against the same problem, which is that there is no way to do what the Federation of Independent Businessmen and that bill does without amending Civil Rule 82, which changes the way in statute that attorney's fees are paid.
And everybody's. And nobody wants to do a title amendment to Rule 82 because
we have some of those already.
Yeah, we don't want to have to have that happen to us.
Are you going to send a copy of this to Johnson?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We will.
There may be, we're still working on it with the draft, and there may be a way to do the same as requested in that bill without having to get into that particular problem.
Okay.
There's one more thing, and that is the happy hour bill.
Mm-hmm. I was just about to bring that up. Why?
That's the only other thing we've got, like, sitting in the hopper that just sort of didn't work.
And that means, I don't mind saying this on the record, this means that next year, 1988, and we all understand the significance of that date, we're going to be dealing with that issue.
I understand that there's going to be a State Affairs Committee bill or a Governor's bill by the State Affairs Committee that is going to be a rewrite and cleanup of ABC statutes before us next year.
Good.
And it may be that that would be a better way to address the particular issue.
All right. Okay.
That's causing just a problem to us.
That's a positive development.
That is. Okay. That's some good news.
I would suggest that also we are dealing with a bad check bill, that we do something about, you know, the way that the bank credit deposits or other delays. Because some people, including myself, count checks, but we have money going into the bank and receiving same day, or where you have automatic deposits and they know you're, and they have it, or they have it in escrow, but they don't want to sell credit accounts or check because they collect on both
sides. So that's a good consumer initiative.
Yeah, I think that's... I mean, if we're going to do more and be nastier, our people to sign checks and get caught on it, we could also give some sort of protection to those who don't.
Agree with that. That's a good idea.
There's another area of the law that I'm interested in looking at over the interim, and that's Landlord-Tenant Act. Because the Landlord-Tenant Act was written during a time when there was a shortage of housing, and landlords were really discriminating and persecuting renters. The current time in Anchorage, and I don't know, it's probably applicable in Fairbanks too, and I'm certainly applicable in Mat-Su, there's just a complete overabundance of rental units. And a lot of the terms in that act are pretty onerous, I think, on the landlords, actually. There's a lot of the safeguards that I knew this was going to get your interest.
You're messing
history,
with me.
History, history.
Yeah.
You're messing with
me. And then you got a lot of landlords in your district, too.
Yeah,
you know,
but this is a cycle we're in. And I'm optimistic about Alaska's future, and we're going to be back into a tight housing market again quicker than you think.
Well, I know Don
and
wrote that.
I know, you're asking for another Cox and Teleconference is what you're asking for.
Well, I might be one of these people because I tell you, the way that thing's written now, it's really causing some problems with my landlords. I see that our one observer here today is nodding her head.
I sold a house in Spinard last fall because the people were trashing the house. They laid it down for 30 days before they left. We had a room that was the well house, though, and they filled it full of beer cans. Pretty good sized room. And, you know, they just did terrible things to the house.
We just had a plate burned out that littered the yellow folks to prison. But I don't know.
I think it's something I'd like to take a look at, see if there's some reforms we could make in the act that would, you know, even if there's some adjustment for when there's a high vacancy.
You'd have probably a crippling mechanism, you know, 2% vacancy rate. Right? Because when it gets down to 1% vacancy rate, right, people really are getting screwed.
Okay, if you guys want to be in my newsletter, look like you're...
you don't want to get a Republican in there. Right?
Absolutely.
We got to be talking.
You should go like this.
You want to be going like this to me?
No miraculture, you understand?
Everybody pay attention to Johnny.
Before we're ready.
We're all here.
I want to show Curtis that I can work with all sides.
Oh, yeah. Oh
my goodness. He's so moderate. I mean, you really have to have Ramona here. I mean,
Ramona and I are getting along great. We have a special relationship.
Oh, good.
Could you guys look serious for a minute?
Okay,
Hold on. This is not where I start. Look serious? I mean, really.
You know how to get the flash up, Katie?
Oh, we've got two.
Yeah, it is.
This is for Dave Donnelly's.
Oh, this is.
Well, hers will be better, but we'll put some on
right, there. Yeah, give me a couple of things.
I don't have.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Now, I've got.
Tell me when I can cross.
Oh, yeah,
do you have those pictures?
These are running into each other.
Oh, God, the thing about the head.
How about that angle?
Take a picture of together.
And they say we got to get press coverage.
I know.
You notice that the material we have here from the Northwest Territories, I'm like, how many other Canadian territories or provinces do you want a similar weight of material?
What do you want us to do?
You don't have to get off.
Anything?
We should have got a Playboy magazine.
Can you overdo the receipt, make it look official?
Sherry doesn't approve of my...
Okay, you guys can have a copy here. This is one for
Sherry does not approve of my reading Playboy, but I...